Text us 75225.
660 AM, The Answer.
If you are a business owner struggling in today's economy or just have questions on how to bring your business into the 21st century, this is a live call-in talk show, and we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. So give us a call at 866-660-5759. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and get today's free downloadable report at our website at MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. Now, here's Corey.
Welcome back to Minding Your Business Radio with Corey Stafford on the Business Survival Radio Network. This segment is sponsored by Zierra, your website and internet marketing specialist. If you're a business owner, this is a live call-in talk show, and we're talking about your business, so we're taking your calls, questions, and comments today about running your business. If you've got questions about marketing, raising working capital, or just how to stay afloat in today's tough business environment, give us a call at 866-660-5759. Now, here's Corey Stafford.
Hey, thanks, Greg. You know what? One of the things we're going to do on this program is we're going to talk about your business every week. And today I've got Lynn Stanfield with me from Zierra. Zierra is a internet marketing and website company. And, you know, I want to go ahead and give my personal endorsement for Lynn because he does, for both of our companies, all of our website and internet marketing. He handles it for us. He does a great job of it. Welcome, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Corey.
Well, great. And, you know, we got you out here today to talk to people who don't know much about this or know a little and would like to learn more. You know, I said before the break, we my old company that we closed down in 2008 due to the economy and change in the market, ran 15 years. We were spending $1 million a year in marketing. We never spent a dime on internet marketing and didn't know what social media was. And you know what? That's the new thing. Internet marketing, I mean, I guess it's still new because I see so many business owners that don't know or don't use it. Talk to me about it.
Well, internet marketing is something that grew out of people initially getting websites 10, 15 years ago. And it's still new. It's still, it's always changing and evolving, and it's hard to keep up if you're not working with it all the time.
Well, you know, 15 years ago, I remember my company at that time, we put up a website, and we didn't know actually what it was supposed to do. We just knew we were supposed to have it. You got to have a website, you know. Ever since Al Gore invented the internet, that joke's not even funny anymore. But ever since the internet, you know, people use websites, and I think a lot of times people don't know what to do with a website. Talk to me. What is a website supposed to do? What are the uses of a website?
Website's supposed to accomplish two things for you, and most people only get the first one. The first thing a website's supposed to do, it's supposed to talk about your business and explain to people what you're doing as far as what products you're selling and what services you provide. But it doesn't do any, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of companies have good websites that explain that. But a website doesn't do any good for your business if, when the traffic gets there, they don't know what to do. And so in order to make your website work, you have to drive traffic to it. And the website needs to be built in such a way that it will convert the people and the website traffic that comes there. And it's the conversion that's left out of most company websites that I see today.
You know, we see a lot of websites. I do business online. Everything we do is online. We see these websites, and there's not any, they look good, and they got a lot of, you know, a lot of verbiage on there, and they got a lot of information, and but it doesn't, you know, translate into business for the business owner. And so that's one of the things you can help us understand is what can a business owner do to help their website convert that traffic into leads and, most importantly, sales.
Okay. What's missing on most business websites that I look at on a daily basis is simple things that involve marketing and sales, like call to actions. If you want somebody to make a phone call, and that's a lead from your website, then you need to have on your website, call 1-800, whatever number it is today. I mean, it's very simple to put that phone number on the page three times. There's little things you can do like having a Contact Us page. Everybody has a Contact Us page, but in today's environment, you need a Contact Us form on every single page.
All right, now let me ask you something. This is one thing I've always wanted to ask, and that is, does that really make people call you just because you say call us today or call us now contact us today? Does that really help? What are statistics on something like that?
It does help.
I noticed that it increases the increases the contacts tremendously when you put that on, because early on we did that test where we left off a contact page and the call to action, and we put it on there, and it increased our contacts tremendously, which converts into sales.
Yeah, when I started putting contact forms on the side of every single page of my clients' websites, almost every one of them started getting more phone calls and more leads.
Speaking of call to action, Greg, why don't you give a call to action?
Yeah, you can call us if you've got a question about your business and you're really wondering if your web page is making it for you. We've got a real expert here for you right now, Lynn Stanfill, and he'll take your questions. Give us a buzz at 866-660-5759. Business owners, we are all business owners in this room here, and we know the truth of what Lynn's been talking about, and you really need to get this information if you don't already have it. So give us a buzz, 866-660-5759. And Corey?
All right. I thought you had a caller there we're about to take. I know we've got one we got to take here in a second. But so, Lynn, you know, one of the things we're talking about is a website. Okay, we got a caller?
Yeah, we got a caller. We got Bob. Welcome to Business Radio.
Hey, Bob, it's Corey here. How can we help you today?
I actually have a question for Lynn, Corey, about website marketing.
All right, go ahead. He's listening.
Okay. Lynn, I own a landscape company I've had for about 3 years. We do a little over $1 million in business, and we've got a web
page. Bob, let me interrupt you here. You've owned a website, landscape company for a little over 3 years, and you're already doing $1 million. Let me congratulate you in this tough market. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a tough road, but we've done a lot of word of mouth. We've got a great reputation, but we know we could be a larger company, but we feel like the best way to do that is to really utilize the web marketing, but we really don't know where to start with that.
Okay, Bob. Probably the first thing, probably one of the easiest things you could do would be to put some advertising on Craigslist. Believe it or not, Craigslist has become a huge marketing source for a lot of business owners. Even business-to-business owners are getting success off Craigslist. And you can build ads on Craigslist that will look like your website, and you can put links on there. So when someone is on Craigslist and they're searching for your service and they click your ad, it looks like your website. When they click to your website, the user experience is the same. So that aids in conversions.
Well, now, Bob, let me make one more thing clear to you. Craigslist is free.
Yes.
Now, one thing I learned about Craigslist, and we use Craigslist, and I know Greg uses Craigslist for his real estate business, is Craigslist, you got to put that ad on a consistent basis. There are rules and regulations. You can get kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put it on there one day and just hope it lasts forever, tell me how that works.
No, there's a technique that's involved. You probably need between 5 and 10 ads, and they need to be different title copy. The copy on itself needs to be different. You need to have images. And you list an ad every single day. And then you go in on an always ongoing basis. You log in every morning, and you click relist or repost, depending on what is available for you to do with your ad. And that way, your ad is always pushed to the top every single day.
Okay.
Now, one thing, Bob, also, you may want to – yeah, we've got some more callers we got to take, but one thing you may want to do is look into pay-per-click advertising, and I'm not giving advice. I'm going to let Lynn give this. It's his expertise. Is pay-per-click for a general geographical area that you want to work. Is that right, Lynn?
Yeah. On pay-per-click advertising on Google and on Bing, you can literally target a radius around your business, 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles. And so it's very easy to target with about 85% accuracy the market that you want to hit. Now, with pay-per-click advertising, you have to be careful because you can really spend a lot of money if it's not handled and managed properly. So,
okay.
Bob?
I will definitely look into that.
Okay, Bob. Well, thanks for calling Minding Your Business Radio right here at 660 AM The Answer. And we're looking forward to you paying more attention to what we're doing here and interacting with us. We want to know if you get to $2, $3, and $4 million this year. So we're hoping that works out well for you.
I look forward to listening in over the next several weeks. Great show. I appreciate it.
Hey, Bob. This is Glenn. One thing I was going to say is you calling in reminded me that today is my Uncle Bobby's birthday. Happy birthday. I love you, Uncle Bob.
Hey, that's great. Okay, Bob, thanks for calling. And we've got Mike coming up, but we're going to be taking a break in a short second here, Mike, and we'll get to you right after the break. So if do you have any other comments about what we just talked about, Corey?
You know, I think it's a short period of time to answer a question like that, but I know Lynn has helped us a lot with he's created plans for us. He monitors our pay-per-click. Now, we can talk about what pay-per-click is when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Pay-per-click advertising, basically you buy your rankings, right? Give me a quick heads up on how that works for our listeners.
You write ads, and then you choose the keywords that you're going to bid on.
Like in Bob's case, what would a keyword be for?
Landscaping design or landscaping maintenance.
And then maybe the city?
And maybe the city name. The more keywords that are in the keyword phrase, generally it's going to be a lower less cost, and it'll not cost as much, and you'll be able to get more accurate results.
Now, you can set your daily budget, too, right?
So yeah,
you can spend $20 a day.
You can spend $5 a day, $10 a day, as much as you want.
Okay, great. Great information.
Hey, you can be part of the conversation here. Give us a call at 866-660-5759. We got some callers online. Mike, you've been waiting a little bit. We'll get right to you right after the break. Right here at 660 AM, The Answer. You're listening to the Business Survival Radio Network. This is Greg Knapp, and welcome back to Minding Your Business Radio with Corey Stafford on the Business Survival Radio Network. This segment is sponsored by Xero.com, your website and internet marketing specialist. We're taking your calls, questions, and comments today about running your business. If you question about websites, internet marketing, raising working capital, or just how to stay afloat in today's tough business environment, give us a call at 866-660-5759. And I believe we've got Mike online. And, Mike, welcome to Business Survival Radio. You got a question for Lynn.
I sure do. Thank you very much. Lynn, I've had several websites over the years, and I've progressed beyond being an online postcard to essentially like writing a blog and at the other end having an e-commerce website. I've been told by people that having a blog and dispensing advice in your area of expertise seems to advance your cause in the marketplace. Can you comment on that?
Yes, it does. Having a blog does two things. Number one, it allows Google to have fresh content when Google is ranking and reading your website. And they look for fresh content on websites. One thing I try to tell people, if you have a website that's only 5 or 6 pages long, Google's not going to give your particular website a lot of boost over your competition who may have 15 or 25 pages, because they think the more information you have, the more relevant you are to the topic. So when you're doing a regular blog, whether it's daily or every other day or weekly, you are adding fresh content. But you have to remember, in order for that blog to be pertinent, you need to be using the keywords that are the keywords people would be searching to find whatever it is that you're talking about, whether it's a product or service.
Mike, let me ask you a question. What kind of business do you own?
I'm actually in the office furnishing business.
Okay, great. Now, how much of your business actually comes from advertising on the internet or advertising, you know, via that method versus, say, word of mouth or other channels?
Right now, I would say it's about 60-40. I've got a regular client base. I've been in the market since 1986 here in the Dallas marketplace, and about 40% of my new business has been coming in on the internet. And what's exciting is people are calling me from other cities, other states. I recently shipped a really large conference table and leather chairs to North Dakota to an oil company where there's apparently a very low unemployment in North Dakota. So I don't know how they found me. Whoever's been working with my website and advancing it and doing the marketing is really the person I would give all the kudos for this.
All right, great. Well, let me ask you another question real quick. how much revenue, percentage of your revenue is generated from web and internet channels?
How much of my revenue is coming
from percentage?
Is from web?
Yeah.
I would, again, I have a 60-40. About 40% of my new business is coming in from the internet, and I think as time goes on, other customers will move off and things will change. Your existing client base changes all the time. But the exciting thing is my existing client base, they move one direction and maybe off the screen, but new stuff is coming in all the time, and that's what I'm really jazzed about. I have like four websites now, and I've got a pretty large one with lots of pictures and lots of explanations of what the product is. And I actually wrote a blog called basically the School of Office Furniture, Office Furniture School, I think we actually called it, and we explain what each and every terminology that we use when people come, designers or people come in to talk to us about their office plans. We simplify the terminology so that they can understand what we're talking about. I put it on the internet. Of course, there's lots of words and phrases in there that seem to trigger people to call in. So it is great. I do have an 800 number for people to call all over the United States, and they can text me and all that.
Let me interrupt here just a second because we're almost out of time. But I want to first of all give you kudos because you answered the questions that we ask business owners every day, and you knew the answer. You knew the answer. How much of your business? How much of your revenue? That's the kind of thing as a business owner you have to know in today's market. Mike, we thank you for calling, and thank you for great questions and comments. Call
great.
Again.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I think as soon as the show's over, I'm going to go look up the School of Office Furniture.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking of going to a dog show, but I...
So they can call you and get comedy, too. That's great.
Let me ask you a question, Lynn. This caller, Mike, said that he had several websites. What's the purpose of that? For the same business, what's the purpose of having several websites?
To more positioning in Google. And the more targeted a particular website is on a topic. Now, he may have one website that he's doing his blogging. He may have another website that is just his product. And so that allows Google to have more pages to index more targeted content. I have one client who gets a lot of traffic simply from the images that he puts on his website.
Wow.
And people are using Google Image as a product search tool.
Well, I kind of want to wrap it up right now because we're running out of time. But if you're listening and you're a business owner and you're not generating a business for yourself, you're not generating leads and sales or prospects and sales from the internet, you know, one thing you can do, and you can pick Lynn's brain, I think on the MindingYourBusinessRadio.com website, Lynn is listed as one of our experts, and all his contact information is on there. So if you got a question for Lynn, I think he's happy to answer it. He won't charge you for answering a question. So, you know, you feel free to contact Lynn. Lynn, you'll probably get 15,000 calls this week, but hey, that's great.
You can also reach me at internetmarketingandwebsites.com.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, next week we're going to be talking, Steve Crane was supposed to be on this week, but he wasn't able to make it. We're going to be talking about raising capital for your business, so stay tuned next week.
That's right. You've been listening to Minding Your Business Radio, and you can access us online at MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. And we want to thank you for being part of the audience today. So you've been listening to us at 660 AM, The Answer.